I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. International attempts to get Iran to stop enriching uranium have gotten nowhere. Today, it was announced that the United States and other world powers will soon try again. They will hold talks with Iran in 2 weeks. The discussions will concentrate on Tehran's latest proposals for dealing with the controversy over its nuclear program. Washington says those proposals do not address the core issue of Iran's nuclear activities and non-proliferation obligations. To help us figure out what this means, we're joined by Lawrence Korb. Korb is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and was an assistant secretary of defense under President Reagan. So this is kind of a two-part question. What does the Obama administration want from these talks, and what is it likely to get?
Well, I think what they would want is the Iranians to stop enriching their uranium in return for no sanctions. The real question is, how long will that take and what will it get to get Iran to do that?
But if Iran has taken suspending enrichment of uranium off the table, in other words, they want to keep enriching it, what is the point of these new talks?
Well, I think a lot of times before you go into talks, there are a lot of public statements. Both President Ahmadinejad and the leading cleric Khamenei had said, no, we're not going to do that. But the fact that they're willing to talk, I think, is the opening. And if after the talks they still hold to that position, I think it will be much easier for the United States and the other parties involved to get meaningful sanctions.
Why now, do you think?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. One, President Obama, who had said he would enter talks with Iran without preconditions, basically said, I've got to see something by the end of September. You also have the opening of the UN General Assembly, where President Ahmadinejad's coming to speak. So I think all of those things coming together are a reason for having it right now.
I mean, as we all remember, Iran was riven by protests this summer over the disputed outcome of presidential elections. Does it strike you as kind of an odd time to be getting back into talks, especially when Ahmadinejad's own legitimacy has kind of been called into question this summer?
Well, I think that's one more reason why they want to do it, because if the United States and the other five parties who've been negotiating with Iran sit down with them, this does improve the legitimacy of the government. And right now it's very much in question, both at home and abroad.
So do you think this is kind of the big breakthrough that we've been hearing so much about in terms of the Obama administration's policy of offering some kind of engagement with Iran? Is this the breakthrough, or is this sort of step one in a series of kind of more breakthroughs?
Well, I think it's step one in the breakthrough. You've got to start someplace. But the very fact that they said that they want to talk about a whole range of issues, and they said they didn't want to talk about their nuclear enrichment program, they wanted to talk about a lot of other things, and the United States said, well, we're happy to talk to you about this, but we're going to bring up the whole question of the enrichment. So I think the very fact, once you start talking or engagement, that is the beginning, hopefully the beginning of a process. And even if it doesn't work for the United States and its allies, the very fact that you're willing to sit down, I think, may give us some ability to get the Russians and the Chinese to cooperate with us if we have to go to sanctions.
And where do you see all this going now?
Well, I think what will happen is that you will have the talks, and as a result of these talks, I think you will have the beginning of a process that allows the International Atomic Energy Agency back in to make sure that they're not going ahead and producing nuclear weapons. I mean, they have enough fuel to do it, but they haven't weaponized yet. And that, I think, it would be the best outcome that you can hope for at this time. But they have something to gain because they need to have legitimacy. We obviously want to stop this because we're afraid of proliferation of nuclear weapons in that whole region.
Lawrence Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.